This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is the flu shot season already? Already? Come on, man. They're ratcheting up the propaganda. We got that. And where's William Wallace? Do we have William Wallace on the line today?
No. You know, I've been trying to get a hold of him, but I think he's kind of busy with all this voting, independence, freedom stuff.
Right. How about Sean Connery? Can we get Sean Connery on? I mean, we need all the people to talk about Scottish freedom tonight. Of course, voting is already closed in Scotland. The predictions are what, Super Don? You see the mainstream predictions?
Yeah, I got all wrapped up in following this today, and I was kind of trying to figure out why, but I don't know. It's interesting. All they've got right now is this YouGov poll that is predicting that it's going to fail. They're predicting 54 to 46% in the no category.
I can't do it, Captain. I can't. Freedom is just too much to bear, too much to ask for. Independence. You know, I was rooting for Scottish independence. I know we didn't cover this.
You know, I kind of was too, and I don't know whether it was from an interest in the politics of the region, or if it was because I really love that movie Braveheart about William Wallace. Yes. I don't know. One or the other. I haven't quite figured it out.
I appreciate both of those things. Yeah. I think, you know, also we might be kicked off of UK Health Radio if we go too far for Scotland, perhaps.
I didn't think about that.
All our British friends. You have betrayed us. You can't be for the Scots. It's Robert Scott Bell, right? I have to have
I mean, listen, if Scotland becomes independent, then doesn't that make then England independent from Scotland? Are they kind of getting some independence too?
True. And where is it that they wear the kilts with no underwear? Is that Scotland?
I've been to that club once before.
You have. It's chilly. It's chilly.
Yeah, I cannot comment further. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, welcome everybody. Robert Scott Bell Show. A little radio irreverence this evening on GCN and Natural News Radio. We are going to, rip apart the whole Ebola mythology in the second hour. I've got Dr. Daniel Newsom scheduled to join us. He doesn't know I'm going to ask him about this, but I will. And we're going to talk about that law of the terrain that the mainstream pharmaceutically conflicted media has no earthly idea about. And that should be fun. You can call in anytime, wide open this hour and next, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, flu shot season, has it started already? It's a legitimate question. Because one of my listeners sent me a thing, I think this morning, it's like, I can't believe it, you can go to the drive-thru. Hey, Super Don, can you roll down your window? Roll down that window.
All right.
Thank you. Hey, I'd like an order of two chemical burgers there. Yeah, cheese, please, cheese sauce. And while I'm coming around, just throw that syringe in my arm. Right? Drive-through,
flu shots. Would you like some GMO fries with that?
Absolutely. And why don't you inject those as well?
Would you like to supersize that?
We don't want it to be convenient or inconvenient for you, let's just say that. I think it's a CVS or Rite Aid. One of those has a commercial. The guy who was on Northern Exposure, he was like the radio guy in Northern Exposure. Do you remember that show?
You know, I didn't. That was one of the shows I didn't watch.
You were too young for that. I'm sorry. But he's got a great voice, and he's like the voice for vaccinations now for the drugstore chains, which just annoys me. You know, when you hear somebody that, you're like, he's a good actor, he's got a nice voice, and now he's like shilling for vaccines. It kind of takes him down a notch. I know people got to work for a living, but when what you do harms people, it changes my perspective on where you are. I know I try not to be judgmental. I do. I try not to be judgmental about these
things. All right. Just in defense of myself here, Northern Exposure. See, I had to look this up. That started in 1990.
Yeah, you were a kid.
In 1990, I was 21 years old. I was not too young to watch Northern Exposure.
So you're saying you didn't like the show?
I just didn't watch it. I mean,
you just didn't,
I don't
didn't
know what I was watching when I was 21. But
the moose at the beginning scare you away?
Not like I was five or something. God, give me a conflict.
You're practically living
young.
You're practically living Alaska.
You're like three years older than me. Stop acting like you're like, you know, who are you, whippersnapper, you?
I'm floating through my mind this very evening. There's plenty of stuff to talk about. We got, including the flu. Now, what is it about the flu shot propaganda? Actually, before the drive-through thing, there was this article that came out that was hearkening back to reports from a springtime, March, end of winter, a year plus ago, the end of 2013's flu shot season. And they claimed that more than 100 kids died that year of the 2012-2013 flu shot season. Of course, nobody was paying attention because it was, December 21st, 2012 was supposed to be the end of the world. It didn't happen. The Mayan calendar just rebooted. But did you notice that evidently 100 kids they claimed had killed? And then they said this. They said 90% of those children who died of flu or maybe the proverbial complications of flu had not been vaccinated.
Ooh.
Had not been vaccinated. So that's, you know, the de facto evidence that they died of a flu shot vaccine deficiency disease. Yeah.
See, they would have lived had they gotten the flu vaccine.
Of course, you know, there's no way to prove that. It's one of those things that you can make the claim of, and you're so not scientific, it's ludicrous, right? But then when we question the validity of the flu shot, or even acknowledge the Cochrane collaboration that said the flu shot basically doesn't work, we're called the unscientific ones here. That's incredible.
Though? Here's the thing. You could say that they did not get any flu nosodes, right? So because they did not get their nosodes, that means that they died because of the
lack. It's just as valid. You know, they didn't get the flu shot, so they got the flu and got complications and died. Well, you know what? They didn't take a homeopathic flu nosode. They didn't use the King Bio multi-strain flu relief, and they died. It's because they didn't. You know, that's the insane thing. You can't prove anything. And even that on the vaccine front, Super Don. You know, when the last effort before they start yelling and screaming at you because you disagree with them about their vaccine religion, right? You're not going to be a convert. They're not going to go to heaven and have 70,000 flu shots to dine with and probably have illicit relations with when they're there. Well, you know, you died to 70, never mind. All right. So,
70,000. All right. Anyway.
Virgin flu shots. Okay. I'll just put it that way. You're not into their religion. And then they get mad at you, but before they yell at you, they're going to say, man, you just don't know because it was the polio vaccine that eliminated polio. It was the smallpox vaccine that eliminated smallpox. And there's no validity to the statement. They just believe that it's true and that's enough. But for them, it's like, no, the science says it. Well, where does the science say it? Look at the stats in the 20th century and look at the diminishment of those so-called vaccine-preventable diseases before the vaccines were introduced. They were almost gone. And then you have the inconvenient incidences of polio happening in only vaccinated populations. So we get the argument from the so-called egghead scientific vaccine community saying that we're being unscientific, and yet they claim their beliefs are valid science. And see, this is what I want you all to understand. Maybe you already do. I mean, we do this a lot with Liam here on the air, that the scientific community is a community of religious converts, and they are receiving the benevolent donations from the U.S. taxpayer, funneling through to them, and they're only paid if they continue to research the things that keep the money flowing. For instance, never question the vaccine. Never question its safety. Like I said, this is why the CDC is in hot water now, although the mainstream media is complicit in keeping it under wraps. They hide the stats that they don't want you to see, or they simply just shut down those studies and move on. There's nothing to see here. That's what science is today. It's about forming opinions. It's about molding viewpoints. It's about consensus. How many scientists can fit on the head of a pin that also believe that vaccines are good for you? And, oh, well, we've got more scientists that can fit on our pin than the people who are questioning vaccines, so our science is better because more people believe it. You understand that they're arguing for their belief system. They're arguing for the religious or cult-like beliefs or devotion to vaccines. Yep. And a great article just posted before showtime today at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to my good friend John Rappaport. UN climate change, 1,000 scientists say no. They said no. Wait a second. I thought this was a done deal. Our liberal friends that say global warming, okay, maybe it's not that, but it's climate change, and it's happening because of humans, and it is overwhelmingly decided. The science is it. Have you heard that? The science is settled. The science is settled. The flu shot. Get your flu shot. The science. Read the Cochrane collaboration. There's dissent among the ranks. But instead of meeting them on that so-called level scientific playing field, it's just yell and scream, no, they're not real. They're probably in the pockets of the oil industry. The Cochrane collaboration? No. Oh, no, the climate science deniers. That's it. Deniers of science. We come back to that. You're a denier of the Holocaust. You're a denier of science. You're a denier of global warming. And as I've said for so many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, had Al Gore embraced the concept of climate toxicology, we're poisoning the people and the animals of planet Earth. It would have been a hard thing to argue against him. Instead, it was a polarizing view that we need new global carbon trading credits so that I can be rich and have 5 homes and keep the lights on all the time and fly around on my private jets like Al Gore or other hypocrites. And then we can all get our flu shot at the drive-thru. I didn't plan to do that, but again, that just came out right before the show. And I want you to read that article. We'll link it up. UN climate change, 1,000 scientists say no. My lefty friends are going to bust a gut on that one. I know. But also, you know, while the Senate was approving weapons to so-called moderate Syrians that will be next year used against us, the Senate was doing something really important. Really important. And we are going to cover it after this break. You are going to want to stay tuned to find out what the Senate did. And it relates. Well, I'm not even going to tell you. You just
don't
stick around.
Don't,
and listen.
Don't.
Yeah.
Give it away.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The mercury shots are up. That's right. 25 micrograms of mercury per serving. And unless you insist on getting the ones with less in there, but it's not gone from the shots, the flu shots. And the reason this is a big deal, Super Don and I were talking on the break because he said there's so many more kids that are dying of so many other things that are not getting this attention. Yeah, but they don't have a shot for that, right? If they don't have a shot to market, then it's not going to make the statistics in the commercials or the press releases that they turn into the evening news.
I'm just wondering, where's the big article about kids dying from neoplasms? You're talking about 100 kids died from the flu last year, according to them.
Right.
And you've got over 2,100 kids dying in a year from neoplasms. Where's the article on that?
No, and, 1,477 circulatory disease deaths. There's no circulatory disease vaccine.
No.
So there's nothing they can promote seasonally. Understand that the CDC and the media complicit with them is the marketing arm of the vaccine industrial complex, buying billions of dollars worth. It's a very profitable thing. And as you can tell, we do not believe much that comes out of the CDC. Unless a toxicologist talks to us, then we're probably going to listen. But a virologist, they're lighting up the vaccines.
And the whistleblower from the CDC comes out and talks.
The whistleblower even says so. There's some problems there. And we're just doing our level best to wake those who want to be woken up. I don't go over and beat the little old lady on the head because she'll beat me back with her umbrella the proverbial, take her across the street because I'm being nice, but she didn't want to go there. If she doesn't want to go there, I'm not taking her, okay? You understand? That's your freedom. Your free will. I don't try to violate your freedom, even to believe in flu shots. I'm just going to point out the absurdities and then let you have at it. And you can have at it. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And the Senate, like I said, they approved, along with the House, the arming of so-called moderate Syrian rebels. Do you feel better? Do you
just
feel safer?
Just the moderate ones, though.
Just the moderate ones, right?
Those are the guys that are walking around with the big M on the back of their
head. They have on their turban a big M.
That's right.
Or a kafia.
So we know they're the moderate ones.
Yeah, so we know, because, like, John McCain doesn't know, so he needed them to have a big M, and he's like, wait a second, that looks like an upside-down McDonald's. No, that's a McDonald's. Right. They all work at McDonald's.
Come on, let's think about this for a minute, okay?
Right.
Listen, you could arm whoever you want to, whatever little group or clique or, you know, fan club or something that, you know, happens to be there that you want to give the arms to, but what if they're moderate, radical, or whatever? How do you know they aren't going to just drop that stuff and walk away so the bad guys will get all the arms that we gave them and
that would never happen.
Our guys with them?
Who are you kidding? Oh, wait, that happened in Iraq. That's right.
That's exactly what happened.
The ones we armed and trained said, not fighting, you can have it, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And here we go again. Paul's talking about this. I think just Rand Paul and a few others, but I'm also saying, hey, where's the constitutional authority for a Congress to authorize the use of force? I mean, that's not there's letters of marque and reprisal. That's different. That's not what we're talking about here. They're like non-declared war, but you can use force. I mean, that's the whole of the United States government is off its constitutional rocker. They're not applying the Constitution to any of this. Now, that is why we're applauding the Senate today, because they just, well, yesterday, actually, passed a bill that requires the FDA to respond to current pending sunscreen ingredients within a shorter period of time.
Yeah, who would have ever thought the Senate was involved? And we actually talked about this, I think, when the House originally introduced this, and we were scratching our heads going, really? I mean, this is a thing called the Sunscreen Innovation Act.
The Innovation Act, right?
Congress has solved all the rest of the problems. Now we've got them voting on sunscreen ingredients.
It's because, you know, the sun causes cancer, right? And we've got to get more sunscreen. We've got to get these products out to market fast. We don't need any reviews. We just need to block the sun. And, of course, that's where they go wrong from the very beginning. But they could pat themselves on the back and say, we prevented cancer, when in fact they're going to increase cancer because vitamin D levels will continue to drop because of the lies being told by the dermatologists. Not Michael Hollick. He's the guy that wrote the UV Advantage and maybe others that are now picking this up. But this is the kind of government you have, my fellow Americans. Are you thrilled? Are you excited? This is what you're going to vote to replace. You're going to put more dunderheads in to replace the dunderheads that are going out. And yes, again, you might find one or two so-called gems in the mix. And so I wouldn't argue that you should not participate unless your conscience says, I've got to withdraw my consent. This is ridiculous. I'm not going to do what Einstein called, I think, insanity. The same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, right? How many times are the Republicans going to lie to you that they're the party of small government? Because that, you know, they're going to sweep in on the because you people don't like Obama, rightfully so. So we got that and a whole lot more to discuss, including Obama, the war president. He's declared war again, not on Syria, but something else you need to know. And then we've got a major league moment of done dementia.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25.
HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall-winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu-fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Go. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, just got a message from someone who doesn't want to be named because she works at a preschool, and she's helping the director there input vaccine data for all of the students. You know these federal mandates? You know, if you're going to run a preschool, you better be sure that those kids coming in are up to date on their shots. But she says, I thought you would find it interesting, actually horrifying, she says, to hear that many of the children are being vaccinated more than they're required. She's actually tabulating the data from each of these kids, and she's saying, what the hell's going on here? Not sure if it's the doctor's mistakes or what, but one little girl she just was tabulating for was supposed to get four Hep B shots, and she had eight. Wow. And she's only 4 years old.
How'd that happen?
Yeah, well, the thing is, who's keeping up with this? You know, what happens is that you're going to you have to get your kid into preschool, and the state mandates the vaccine records, and the parents freak out. Oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my job if I don't get my kid I can't find the vaccine record. Oh, we'll just go to the shot clinic, and they're not going to give a flip if you've got 10 shots or 100, and they're going to give you the shots, they're going to give you the thing, then you can go to the daycare, and now your kid can go to daycare. This is what's happened in a medical police state. You're preying on the poor and downtrodden who would lose their jobs if they couldn't put their kids into some form of daycare. Because we've got the overwhelming cancerous growth of a government that knows no limits, knows no bounds, that they will invade your children's bodies via syringe. Somebody just commented on that flu shot story, all the kids who died from flu shot last season most skipped vaccines. And this guy named Ali says, Mr. Bell, I thought you knew better. And he goes on to say things that, are you listening to the show? You see, that's the problem with social network. Do they not know that we're on the air, Super Don? We're talking about these stories that we're posting?
I
mean, if I post a story or if you post a story for me, it doesn't mean we endorse the story. We're talking about the story. Good Lord. People are trying to get me ticked off. They must like me getting ticked off.
I guess there are some people that we need to spell it out. So, I don't know. Maybe
I think our
procedure.
Yeah, every story that you post, Super Don, you say, Robert Schappell will be commenting on this story. If you want to know what he thinks about it, please.
This is the headline that somebody else wrote. Yeah. We are not saying we agree with this. We're posting.
I don't know. I mean, this is it. Too much mercury? Too much on the brain. What's going on here? All right. Declarations of war. They don't happen anymore, except unofficially, via executive branch fiat, by executive order. Now, in my show notes today, I actually said Obama loves war. And I know there are going to be people that are going to say, Robert, you're being irresponsible. You know that's not true. No, I don't. No, I don't. Is he doing what Bush did for the most part? Yes. Could you say, well, he's pulled some truce back? Well, yeah, inevitably, probably even Bush would have done that too. I don't want to talk about Bush and Obama and who's better or worse. That's not the point here. Obama loves war. How do I know? Because he just moved via executive action. He declared war on superbugs. He declared war on antibiotic-resistant bacteria. And if you think this is not war, Super Don, what were you saying? You were reading about who's involved in this. Who did he go to? Who did he say is going to help out here?
It's bizarre. He's created this task force called the Task Force for Combating Antibiotic-Resistant Bacteria. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they all get to wear this cool patch on their jacket. And it's actually co-chaired by the Secretary of Defense.
Mm-hmm. The Secretary of Defense. See, that's because he's obviously a doctor and knows what to do about antibiotic-resistant bacteria.
No. I mean, listen, there's two other people. There's Secretary of Agriculture and the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Those I can kind of understand. We're dealing with superbugs. But Secretary of Defense?
Yeah.
Why would we need a Secretary of Defense?
It's because Obama is the commander-in-chief. Remember when he said about going over to Liberia and West Africa, not just there, but wherever it's needed to set up these so-called health whatevers?
We played that clip yesterday.
They need it. Yep. And we're going to do it because they don't have the resources to do it. And then he signed off as commander-in-chief.
That's right.
Why is that important? Why is it all war-making machinery? Why is it all warfare language? Besides the fact that they live under the auspices of the religion of the germ theory in Louis Pasteur. Besides that, because the executive branch is not the judicial branch, it's not the legislative branch, but in the executive branch, they've been allowed to run roughshod, not only over all of us, but the whole world. And now, on the heels of Ebola, where they're setting the stage for some kind of artificial pandemic or belief in a pandemic here in America for medical martial law, this is another layer of that. We're in desperate straits here. We've got to keep antibiotics working. We've got to unveil a plan. We've got to get the soldiers involved because these resistant microorganisms, they're so dangerous. Never mind that you dunderheads in government and medicine created them. Again with the insanity. The same people who created the problem are now the ones that are going to claim to come in and save us from that problem by doing even more of it. Morons.
They got us into the, they got us into the problem, because if you look at what this task force has been charged with, mm-hmm. they're going to plan and track and prevent the spread of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, which is basically surveillance. I mean, they've got ways to do this where, you remember how we used to talk about the Google flu? You know, it's all done electronically. Online.
$20 million prize.
They can track and surveil everybody. Yeah. Then this task force, which includes the Secretary of Defense, is going to go out to promote better practices for the use of current drugs. And then, if that's not enough, they're going to push for a new generation of antibiotics.
Right. You see this? You see the moronic insanity involved in Barack Obama declaring war on the next thing. And we were saying the same thing when Bush was doing it, so don't cry, liberals, too hard, okay?
You know, I see a pattern here.
What do you see? What do you see?
Because, I mean, look at what we're doing. We're getting the government involved in trying to combat superbugs, which are antibiotic-resistant bacteria,
right,
by coming up with new antibiotics that inevitably are going to create new superbugs. I mean, it takes a third grader to figure that one out. This is the same thing we're seeing that's going on now. We're now declaring war on Syria, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what are we doing? We're arming moderate Syrian rebels. Well, isn't that what we did before? Isn't that the reason why we're having to go in and declare war in new places to fight enemies that were those moderate rebels that we were arming before to try and fight the guy that we didn't like and now they're our enemy? Aren't we just doing the same thing?
See, you are so not a moron, Super Don. You so see through it all.
What planet are we on here?
I know. You see where I go? I mean, they're from planet Zubla Dubla again. And they've invaded, invasion of the body snatchers. Americans have been snatched up. And who is saying no to this? See, most people are duped in this November, and I understand why. I just see this pattern that has emerged over history. That you vote the bums out and you replace them with new bums. With the occasional anomaly, like a Dr. Ron Paul, a Justin Amash, that you would trust. You would say, these are good people. They are there to limit the damage that government does, because that's what our founding fathers did. They knew it was a necessary evil. That was their perspective. And we're going to limit the damage by this constitution that would restrict the government and provide maximum amount of freedom for the people. And now we're willing to give it up because the microbes that are super resistant, they're the super bugs. Oh, well, they haven't affiliated themselves or aligned themselves on their voter registration card as a Democratic candidate or Republican candidate. So
currently independent. So
right, they're independent. Right, and it's okay to be against independent-minded microbes who just want to live. They didn't ask to be slaughtered with napalm antibiotics. Of course, the people that were suffering, they were suffering, it's true. But they weren't suffering because the microbes were evil. Not, if you understand God created this whole place, unless you don't, but that's another story. And you say there's a place for everything. Why would the bad guys that you want to call them pathogens act up? And we're going to talk about that next hour with Dr. Daniel Newsom. I'm sure he'll be game for the discussion. I haven't pre-warned him about where I want to go with him.
But he can
hang. He can do it. He can do it. So we're going to do that. If you'd like to chime in, the phone lines are open tonight, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Ben is standing by on the phones if you want to try to get through. You know, we should lighten it up a little bit. I know it's getting a little intense here. Covering good stories in the way they need to be covered. But even though most of these politicians have some level of dementia already, it's really never too late for those of you who don't, that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, to reduce your risk of dementia. But I don't want you to just do it because I say so. Right? Because I believe there's a way to do it. There's science that supports us in our standing here and our understanding that there are ways to prevent dementia from occurring. And you know what it's time for? Today's
Moment of Duh. What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy! What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Dub brought to you by the World Alzheimer's Report 2014. And you know what they figured out, of all things? That if you live a healthier lifestyle, you're less likely to have dementia.
Oh.
I kid you not. this is science. Of course, this is science that's probably a little better than the science behind global warming and vaccines as well. I mean, we actually agree with this. But, I mean, who paid for this? I hope it wasn't like an American study, because we've just been reamed. Oh, good news. Our friends in the UK, it looks like you guys paid for this one. We're off the hook here. Amazing.
Yes.
Live a healthier lifestyle. Eat cleaner foods. Exercise.
We can now rest assured, sleep well this evening, knowing that science has discovered that if you manage your diabetes, you quit smoking, you control your high blood pressure, exercise, and maintain a healthy weight, that it will help reduce the risk of dementia.
Who didn't know this?
You know, I've been doing it all along because I've been trying so hard to get diabetes because I didn't want to get dementia. And
yeah, exactly. You're trying to get it.
I 3 packs a day. I try and keep my blood pressure high. I don't.
At least
exercise.
Now.
And I weigh 600 pounds. And
I don't have to convince you anymore. You're in. Science is set. The science is settled on this. Eat better, clean up your diet, and either pour a bucket of ice over your head or lather up for Ebola. We've got that story coming up after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic brick Lowe's. You can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The average family has 3 days of food in their pantry. Don't get caught with your pantry down this winter. Get 3 weeks of food free with your purchase of a 3-month supply of Go Foods now through November 30th. Call 800-648-9753 or order online at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
My unbilled producer ran in on the break and said, did you hear what you guys said about that study, about the moment of duh? About they mentioned manage your blood pressure to prevent it, to prevent dementia and Alzheimer's? And I was just like racing through it. I think I said, I told you, Superdome, I want to be conversational, but then we had these stories to cover, and that went out the window. But the managing of blood pressure, do you imagine how they're going to manage blood pressure? Are they going to give them ionized, structured water, hydrate them better? No. Are they going to give them magnesium? No. No, they're going to give them statin drugs and blood pressure medication, many of which actually precede and precipitate dementia and Alzheimer's by reducing in the body the critical components for good brain and neurological health and endocrine health. So, okay, moment of duh. They missed their own duh moment in there when they're going to give the people dementia. I know. So, managing your blood pressure. Let's see, what else we got? Dr. Newsom's coming up in a little while, and we're going to talk about the law of the terrain related to Ebola and a whole lot of other things. If you have questions, line up on the phones now, live, 866-939-2355, or if you're listening to a feed later, you can leave a message or go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts, or just put in a question there. There's a page where you can do that, submit a question. And we've got one coming up in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, okay. The Ice Bucket Challenge. It raised tons of money for an organization that does little, in my opinion, to actually prevent. What was the disease? Was it Alzheimer's?
ALS?
ALS. See, I forgot already. See, I'm already going dementia.
Lou Gehrig's disease.
Last stories. Lou Gehrig's disease. So right. Here we have it, because some people criticize me because the way I did it was don't give money to this. Instead, do something that you know already works to prevent or reverse neurological degradation. And so people can't fathom that there already are cures and there already are methods to prevent and reverse these things, because they are so caught up in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism that they can't conceive of anything being cured unless they send money to a private charity, nonprofit, that pays six or more figure salaries to their execs, and a small percentage goes to anything related to something that I would say, yeah, that's kind of cool. you know, maybe supporting the family members and helping them to, you know, fund things. But, of course, the things they want to fund are drugs and different things, probably a vaccine to prevent it. So mimicking the idea and the success of the Ice Bucket Challenge, the Ivory Coast, or in Côte d'Ivoire, I can't even say it nicely, but the Ivory Coast in Africa, which has shut its long, porous border with Liberia and Guinea, banned flights from the affected nations. They haven't reported any Ebola there, but they've now started this soap bucket challenge. Soap bucket challenge. So they're talking about lathering up for Ebola to prevent it. Because they recognize, like we do, that one of the key factors in preventing disease is good hygiene. And so they're not wanting to donate money because they don't have it. They can't just print it out of thin air over there. So they're actually, you know, donating soap, maybe antiseptics. Of course, we would like it if they donated selenium. We would do the selenium bucket challenge. Donate bottles of selenium.
A bucket of selenium?
I can barely hear you, Super Don. What was that?
I hold on a second.
Yeah.
What's going on here? Here we
there
go.
There you are.
I'm back, yes.
Yay!
No, it's interesting.
You got the bucket
you're
on your
around,
head.
You know, like an Italian with your arms flailing in the air, and suddenly you unplug a cord, it kind of throws everything.
I've never done that.
Never done that before. Yeah. But anyway, the selenium bucket challenge. That
would be good. That would actually reverse this thing. It really would. Silver hydrosol would stop it cold, but the real prevention is giving the people what they need, what they're lacking. But there's no intention. When Obama says he's going to send troops to send up health clinics, they're not going to bring selenium.
No.
They may bring soap. I don't know. That's good. But, you know, they're going to bring drugs. And remember, you know, one of the big questions still coming up on this Ebola thing, how is it possible that healthy healthcare workers and doctors are succumbing and dying in some cases? Of course, the one that came to America didn't, but what's going on? Well, we covered that. John Rappaport covered it. They are actually filling their suits up with chlorine. They're going in there for hours at a time. They're dehydrated. They're losing many quarts of water out of their body, and they're breathing chlorine fumes. They're killing themselves. They're not dying from Ebola any more than anybody is dying from Ebola. They're dying from a lack of nutrients, selenium, vitamins, minerals, trace minerals. They're overwhelmed with toxic, dirty, contaminated water. Can't they get that? Can't you get that? CDC, talk to the toxicologist downstairs. Come on, somebody. All right, Robert Scott Bell Show continues on. Dr. Newsom is going to join us. We'll talk Ebola, law of the terrain. If you want to chime in, now is your chance. Get on the phones, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com, where the power to heal is yours. Back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.